What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Whew, for a minute there, I don't know if we were going to get on the air or not.
It was a little anticipatory. I was getting a little worried, man.
A little dicey. All right, we're on the air. So this is The Game. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. 912-275-7017. That's the number to get your calls in. If you don't like calling and talking on the phone, you can send us an email. It's thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Just letting you know, at 1024 or 1036.
1024.
Okay, yep. That's why Drayton's here. At 1024, Glenn Academy offensive lineman Zalante Hillary will join us. He has committed to go to the University of Miami as well, along with DJ Dallas. DJ will not be on the show today, but Zalante Hillary will, and we're very excited to have him. He is a mammoth of an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, big kid, good kid too, from just talking to him a little bit. And let's get into the games, man. How about last night? Unfortunately, Glenn Academy goes down, and the season comes to an end, 42-20 to Northside Warner Robins. It was a tough game. It wasn't as bad to me as the score indicated.
No.
You know, four turnovers, I guess, overall, three fumbles and an interception. Two of the turnovers were ended up being inside the 10-yard line by the time Northside took over the ball, which to a team like that that's that good, you just can't give them extra opportunities to put points on the board, because they're a dynamic team and will take advantage of those situations.
Four turnovers. Northside scored 21 points off of those four turnovers. They won by 22. Mm-hmm. And then you also add in the onside kick that they returned for a touchdown, which if Glenn's not down by as much as they are, they don't even attempt that.
Right.
So you take another touchdown off the board. Here's the thing, though. You remember when we were standing on the sidelines and right before the game, I said to you, I can't envision a way that Northside beats Glenn Academy unless Glenn Academy turns the ball over left and right.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, and it hasn't happened all year except for
Benedictine,
that first game of the year.
That's right.
And that was like eight fumbles or something crazy like that. But, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, you always want to see, you know, the kids play their best games, you know, not have any turnovers, you know, let the best team win. But unfortunately, it just ended up, you know, you have turnovers. And you got to give Northside credit. They brought the wood on some of those tackles. You know, I know the one on early in the game, I think it was Randon, was running a reverse. It was a heavy hit on him and jarred the ball loose. So it is what it is, man. The turnovers are such a huge part of the game at all levels of football or anything. And to have four, like I said, like that, and then three, like you said, lead two scores for Northside is just very difficult to overcome.
Yeah, what we're not going to do, I was listening to another little sports talk radio show on the way over here, and the folks over there literally gave the listeners a 6-minute recap play for play on the air verbally. So that we won't do. But what I will say is that is a game that Glenn Academy, Northside Warner Robins did not beat Glenn Academy. Glenn Academy last night beat themselves. Mm-hmm. You take an offense like Glenn, and just put this into perspective. When Glenn turns the ball over four different times, typically, because Glenn's offense is so good, almost potentially every time they have the ball in offense, they've scored all year long. And that's just kind of what they've been. They've been an offensive machine. When you turn the ball over four times, that is potentially 28 points that you have taken off the board for your offense. As well as you take those 28 points potentially off the board, give the ball to Northside Warner Robins, those four possessions, and they put 21 on the board for themselves. So essentially, like, you think about that, 28 that you don't get, and then they get 21 off of it. There's your difference in the ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, last night, too, and obviously injuries are a part of it, but I noticed a lot more guys going off the field. I know the big Cross kid, offensive lineman, had mm-hmm. to come out early in the game with a knee injury. Randon went out for a couple of plays. I know Kendall Cross was out for a couple of plays. That's a lot of your offense not being on the field for you right now, and that makes a big difference for, you know, as dynamic as the Glenn offense is, you know, you lose some of those key players like that, it really, really hurts you in the long run and limits what you're able to do on the field.
It's the third time in 5 years that Northside Warner Robins has bounced Glenn from the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Looks like we might have a little rivalry going.
Yeah.
But one-sided anyway.
Right. And, you know, you got to give props to Northside, too. That kid, Oliver, the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's good.
I would put him maybe not quite at the same athletic level as DJ, but as far as running that offense, he's the straw that stirs the drink for them right now. He does everything for them.
He also made some good throws. He made a lot of plays with his legs, sure, but he also made some really good throws at key times, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah. And the cool thing is, in 3 years, right, 3 years, that's when Rocky Hidalgo took over mm-hmm. this program. Here we are 3 years later talking about, for a Glenn Academy team, that we are disappointed with a loss in the Elite Eight.
Right.
3 years ago, we would have never even fathomed having that conversation. Right. We would just be elated that they got that far.
Yeah, it's weird thinking you get to this, you know, like you said, the Elite Eight, and you feel like you're leaving something on the table.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, ah.
And 2 years ago, the Glenn Academy made their first, well, three years ago in 2014, Glenn made their first deep run, mm-hmm. Hidalgo's first year, and they got all the way to the Elite Eight, and then they had to go to Northside Warner Robins, and they lost to Northside Warner Robins in 2014, and then Northside went on to win the state championship. Mm-hmm. I think Northside's kind of hoping history repeats itself. Yeah. And once again, now 2 years after that, Northside knocks Glenn out again in the Elite Eight. And back in 2011, Northside beat Glenn in the first round by the same score, 42-20.
All right. Oh, wow. You know, talking about Northside going on, how do you kind of see that bracket breaking down? I mean, Valdosta's coming up on there? Let's see. Obviously, Mays and Tucker will be the next game for them. And then Valdosta and Dalton on the other side. Do you see them having a good chance to win state?
Northside's a really good football team, but look, I said this all along. I felt like the two best teams in this thing were Glenn and Tucker. Mm-hmm. Glenn's gone. Tucker's still there.
Yeah.
And I said that whoever got home field out of Glenn and Tucker would probably win the state championship. Mm-hmm. You know, they would have to play each other in the quarterfinal or the semifinals, and then whoever won that would probably win in the Georgia Dome. I think Valdosta is a good football team. I think Dalton's a good football team. Dalton's actually gotten better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they had a really good football team last year. Remember, Glenn had to go through them to get to the Georgia Dome eventually. I just don't think that anybody can play with Tucker. So to answer your question about what my prediction is for Northside Warner Robins against Tucker, what chances do they have to beat Dalton, or what chances do Northside Warner Robins have to beat Tucker?
No chance.
There you go.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
To the game here on WBQO 93.7, brought to you by the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Moore Supply and by M&B Liquors. And right now, let's take a dangerous journey into the mind of Jason Bishop with this week's thoughts.
And here we go. If Paul Johnson does not beat Georgia today, he will be looking at his triple options somewhere else. Sam Bradford, a quick reminder of the game plan against the Lions. Don't throw at Darius Slay. Jacksonville Jaguars say they believe Blake Bortles will develop into an elite quarterback, and so will Blaine Gabbert. Braves sign Sean Rodriguez. Don't get excited yet. Just another trading piece come deadline time. If Alabama loses to Auburn today, they will still be ranked number one. How in the world did RG3 beat out Kirk Cousins at quarterback in Washington? How did Mississippi State not win a national championship when Dak Prescott was there? Oh yeah, his name is Nick Saban. The Atlanta Hawks, second place in the Eastern Conference. No one cares. Beat Cleveland in the playoffs. Jaguar fans chanting, "We want Tebow" at last home game. It's that bad. Desmond Howard, you are one of the worst college football analysts in the world. Maybe even worse than Danny Cannell. And these are my thoughts.
Dangerous place, Jason. Dangerous place, my friend. The only thing I'm not quite sure on, I think Paul Johnson's probably pretty safe. I think people are getting a little tired of the triple option and not winning right now. But, I mean, they're 7-4, and I think he's safe. Well, I don't think Tech can afford to fire him, honestly.
No, they're already buying. They're already paying, like, three coaches' buyouts from three different major sports.
Wait, is Paul Hewitt still getting paid?
Yes. Yes, he is, as well as Chan Gailey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right, so why don't we go ahead and give some college football picks? That meant to cue the... There you go. Cue the bed.
Get that producer going, man.
All right. That aforementioned Georgia Tech, Georgia game, who you got?
Going with the Dogs, baby. I think I'm a little worried because young defense, you've got to be so precise in your assignments. It's mentally challenging as much as it is physically against a team like Georgia Tech. Somebody's got to take the dive. Somebody's got to take the quarterback. Somebody's got to take the pitch man every time. You know, I mean, it's got to happen. So, but I think defensively, Georgia can handle it. Just got to put up some points, and I think Georgia will be fine today.
Have we heard if Dedrick Mills is playing this game?
I think he's back, yeah. I think he had a 2-game suspension.
All right. I don't think that's going to matter. I'll take Georgia, too, just because they're at home. I don't really think Georgia's that much better than Georgia Tech. I think they're pretty equal. I think it's going to be a really good football game. Kentucky at number 11, Louisville. I'll take the Cardinals.
Yeah, I like Louisville today. I think Kentucky will be fired up to try to get, you know, I think they feel like they can be competitive with Louisville today, but I think Louisville takes it.
Number 3, Michigan at number 2, Ohio State. Loser, watching the playoff from the couch. Winner, might be watching the playoff from the couch. We don't know. We'll talk about that a little later. Who you got?
Going with Ohio State. I went with them in my original Final Four. I'm hoping they'll get a chance to make me right. But I think they take it today. And especially because of, I think the Michigan quarterback may be back today. I think he was practicing. But I think Ohio State's just a little bit more talented. And it's at home.
I do think Ohio State is the better football team. However, I'm going to pick Michigan to win this game. Because what I believe is that the whole week, the selection committee has been praying to Jesus that Michigan won this football game, and I think those prayers get answered.
Make it easy for them, huh?
Divine intervention. UCF at South Florida rivalry game. I'm going UCF.
I'm going with South Florida.
All right.
I like Taggart.
Duke at Miami. I'll go with the Hurricanes.
Got to go with the Canes right now.
Number 7, Michigan State. Excuse me. 7, Michigan State at 7, Penn State. This is a game that Penn State's got to get. They lose. Then even if Ohio State loses today, or if Ohio State wins, that's it. If Ohio State wins, they don't go play. In other words, Penn State's got to win and then have Ohio State win.
Yeah.
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 That's crazy.
Yeah, Penn State. I think this is going to be a very close game. Michigan State's much better than their 3-8 record, as odd as that is to say. But I'll go with Penn State at home, but I think it's going to be really close.
Number 13, Auburn at number 1, Alabama. I don't even really think it matters if Alabama loses this game. I still think that they're not only still in the college football playoff, I still think they come out number 1 in the polls. I'll take Alabama, though.
Yeah, you got to go with Alabama. But it's always a fun game, but I think Alabama wins comfortably.
18, West Virginia at Iowa State. I think this game's got some potential for an upset here. I know Iowa State's not very good, but West Virginia coming off that devastating loss to Oklahoma, which pretty much ended their season.
That was ugly.
I'm gonna take West Virginia, but I'm gonna put this thing out as close.
Yeah,
close football game.
Yeah, I can see that. I think West Virginia will end up winning eventually, very comfortably. I mean, you may be right early on, though. I think
Mississippi State at Ole Miss. I'll take the Rebs.
Duh. Nah, I'm going Mississippi State. Ugh. Big win for the Dogs of Mississippi.
25, Navy at SMU. I'll take Navy.
I'll go Navy. I think SMU's on the come up a little bit, but I think Navy's got a little bit too much for them.
All right. This is another big one. Well, not really, because it's a non-conference game. You just maybe in the grand scheme of the college football playoff, USC trying to find a way to sneak its way into that 4 seed. They've got 3 losses. They're ranked 12th in the country. They're going to be at home against Notre Dame. I'll take USC. I think they're playing very well right now.
Yeah, ever since they made the quarterback switch, they've really stepped up their game. I like USC right in this one, but I kind of looked at this one a little bit, but I think the Trojans take it.
South Carolina at number 4, Clemson. Watch out, Clemson. This is going to be a tough, tough football game. I'll take Clemson, but I'll take them close.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Clemson will win. I think they will take it. They got just too much talent right now. And I know Muschamp's got that defense playing pretty well right now. But Deshaun Watson, I think they're finally getting a little bit of focus in, even though they lost, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. But.
Number 17, Tennessee at Vanderbilt. Basically playing for bowl position at this point. Take the Vols. I think they're a better football team.
I'm going with Vandy.
Are you?
I think they're going to take defensively, and I think Tennessee's so banged up on defense, I think the Commodores will be able to move the ball a little bit better. I like Vandy.
This is another important game that's going on for the national championship picture, the playoff. Number 22, Utah at 9, Colorado. And you think, how in the world that got any significance? Well, it's got significance because right now, Colorado will be in the Pac-12 championship game against Washington. If they win, Washington will play Colorado. If Colorado does not beat Utah, Washington will then have to beat a very hot USC team to get into that college football playoff, or at least give themselves a chance. I don't know if Washington can beat USC right now. I do think they can beat Colorado. So yes, big game. I'm taking Utah to take down Colorado.
I went back and forth on this one. I want to take Colorado just to make it the best, I'm guessing, best matchup, you know, ranking wise anyway. I got to go Utah on this one. I agree, man. I think their running game is going to be the difference.
The Gators, the Noles, great rivalry game. Always a good football game. Florida's 15th in the country. Florida State is 14th. The difference, in my opinion, is Florida State can score. Florida can't. I'll take the Seminoles.
Yeah, I got to go Noles in this one. I think Florida should feel a little disrespected by the rankings right now, being behind three lost teams.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
I think that's
a couple of them
that can play in their mind. I think McElwain's using that to his advantage, but I think Florida State's got a little bit too much talent on offense, like you said.
The next game is Rice at 24 Stanford, but I think that's a pointless game, and I'm not sure why it's on the list. I'm taking it off. We're not even going to pick that game because it's dumb for it to be on the list. It has no significance.
I don't know who makes this list.
Producer.
Stanford, by the way, I think.
Yeah. That's my opinion. We're going to talk a little bit about that college football playoff coming up in the later segment. So right now, we're going to step away. By the way, on the other side of this break, Glenn Academy offensive lineman Zalante Hillary.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
It's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and the Emerald Princess. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017. And now we think that we have Zelante Hillary, Glenn Academy offensive lineman and Miami commit, on the line. Zelante, are you there? We are wrong. We do not have him. Zelante, are you there? That's a dial tone.
All right. I'll give him a call back.
All right. So Drain's going to give him a call back. In the meanwhile, we were going to talk to him about the game last night from Glenn County Stadium against Northside Warner Robins. What he thought, his thoughts on actually being in the game. By the way, Prince Avenue, Jeff Heron's old school. Of course, if you're familiar with Jeff Heron, he coached at Camden County, won a bunch of state championships down there, and then he left to go to Prince Avenue Christian up in the Athens area, and then he left that school in his first season now with Grayson, who Grayson is now in the Final Four, and they throttled Colquitt County last night. Prince Avenue also got to the Final Four last night in the single-A private section of the tournament, and Tatnall Square, Clint Morgan, the former Frederica coach who won a state championship at Frederica during his time there, he's moved on to Tatnall Square up around the Macon area. He is also in the Final Four. And I think that we might have... Nope. We thought we had Zelante. Zelante, can you hear me? No Zelante Hillary. All right, well, we'll just move on. We tried. It's what we do on the show. We do our very best. Sometimes things don't work out.
Just have him call. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Drayden's talking to himself over there. Anyway, congratulations to both Jeff Heron and Clint Morgan, who advanced to the Final Four last night. Of course, Jeff Heron with Grayson, and then his old school that he left Camden for, Prince Avenue, gets to the Final Four, and then Tatnall Square, Clint Morgan, the former Frederica coach, also advancing to the Final Four.
Yeah, Clint Morgan kind of had the established the Frederica program, you know, how long ago was that, 4 years ago now?
Yeah, about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Then moving on. So
2010, so yeah, six years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Good job. But yeah, he's a good coach, man. But I'm and Coach Heron obviously is established, but that Grayson win over Colquitt last night was a little surprising. I wasn't surprised at the outcome, but just to blow Colquitt out like that, I was a little surprised.
I think the consensus is that Grayson is the best team in that 7A bracket, has been from day one, from the start of the season. They've been loaded all year, and they started with 11 Division I commits on the football team. I think they're now up to like 16 or 17 commits on the team. So, I mean, they're loaded. I think Roswell's going to end up playing them, and I think Roswell's good enough to keep that game close in the state finals, but Grayson's just got too much, man.
Too much talent.
The only loss Grayson has is to IMG Academy. I mean,
it's a small there's a phone calling.
All right, maybe this is Zelante Hillary. We're going to give this one more shot. Zelante, are you there? Hey, we win. All right,
woo-hoo.
That worked. Zelante, thanks for taking the time and coming on, man. All right, well, we'll jump right into it with you. I'm sure that disappointed with the loss last night, where you guys, I don't really think that you guys played your typical Glenn Academy game. I've seen you guys play a lot better. Is that kind of the feel that you have a day after?
Yeah. yeah, we I appreciate you calling in on, you know, after a tough loss like that last night, Jelante. But talk a little bit about your development as an offensive lineman. You haven't really been playing football all that long in the grand scheme of things, have you?
No, sir. It was like, at first, I was like trying to play football to, you know, like lose weight because I was like overweight at first, and I was like doing it to keep myself busy, do something like that required me to move a lot, and started doing it. It started at DN. Mm-hmm. And then I moved on to nose tackle, and at first I was kind of upset about the whole situation from me moving from DN to nose tackle, but then after a while, started getting the hang of it, started getting good at it, couldn't complain about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Jelante, there's been a lot of hype about one of your counterparts across town, De'Anthony Dimery, and all the hype he seems to have garnered, and, you know, I've seen both of you guys play, and to be honest with you, if you're not better than he is, you sure are very close. Does that bother you that he gets a little more hype than you do?
No, I'm not that much of an attention person. You know, I don't mind. I know my game, and I can only play my game. I'm not worried about him because it's all a camp thing. You gotta go. It's about like getting yourself exposed. I didn't do that because, you know, I'm new to this spot. I wasn't planning on like playing a lot of DN, and I just come to tackle and get good at it, you know. Just start to get exposed like my late junior year. So, you know, it's whatever. I'm still going to college. I'm still doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of, you're, of course, committed to University of Miami and Coach Mark Richt. If you're in your mind, you know, most people, as far as offensive linemen go, you want to go and have a redshirt year that first year. Is that kind of your thought process? Do you want to take a redshirt or you want to jump in as soon as you can?
I would like the red shirt because I would want to like get a hang of the game, get a little feel of college and stuff, mm-hmm. get used to it, you know, get a little stronger, a lot stronger at that. And then, you know, just get a good feel of it so I can get my like classes in order, mm-hmm. get my schedule all good. But I wouldn't mind like jumping straight into it, you know. It's not nothing. I can adjust very fast, like very quickly. So, yeah.
Jelante, take us through your recruiting process. Obviously, as Drayton just mentioned, you have committed to the University of Miami to play for Mark Richt. What led you to choose Miami over the other schools? Because from what I understand, Miami was just one of many that were just drooling at the bit to get you into their program.
I've been after Mark Richt for a long time. Like, I had went to the dog night camp last year, and I had met Mark Richt. Like, I really liked him. I really liked like what he played for and like how spiritually led he was. And I just been like after Mark Richt, and then he goes to Miami and then he gives me offer, and I'm like just jump straight into it, you know.
Jelante, we want to thank you for taking the time to come on and speak with us this morning. Congratulations on another great season for the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. And best of luck in your future endeavors at the University of Miami. I know that there are big, big things in store for you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Jelante. Have a great day.
You too.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Zalante Hillary from Glenn Academy and Miami Commit joined us last segment via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. This segment's going to be brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Coastal Pines Technical College. So the college football playoff is really a week away or 2 weeks away from us getting the final list of the final four that are going to go play. And there's a lot of stuff that's just, so we're going to talk college football playoff, and I'm going to put this disclaimer in before we get started. Go ahead and put your NASA cap on.
There's so much that can still happen, man. It's crazy right now. I mean, you still got the Big Ten, who's arguably the best conference in the country, has two teams in the top four right now, and possibly, very possibly, actually, neither one of those teams could play in their conference's championship game.
Yeah. If Ohio State beats Michigan today, neither one of those teams who are currently both in the top four will even play for their conference championship. And in my opinion, I think they're both out. I don't even think I don't think that Ohio State can go play.
Mm. I mean, if Penn State wins, as long as Michigan State doesn't pull the crazy one here and beat Penn State.
That's what I mean. If Ohio State doesn't get into the conference, if Ohio State doesn't get in and win,
right?
Even if Ohio State beats Michigan today, I think when all is said and done, the committee will take a two-loss conference champion over a one-loss Ohio State team that hasn't even played for it.
Yeah, I think they'll take Ohio State. I really do, just because of the brand and the cache from all around the country that they have.
That would be the only reason.
Money talks, baby. Money talks.
See, that's not their job.
I know.
They're supposed to be picking the most deserving. And you've got Oklahoma today who will get Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat West Virginia last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Oklahoma's kind of making the case, if they win today, like, hey, you know, we've beaten two top 15 teams in the last 2 weeks, and they've jumped into the top 10 now. They would have won that conference, the Big 10, or the Big 12, mm-hmm. rather. So I think they would have a case as well.
But could you take Oklahoma, a two-loss Oklahoma team, over a one-loss Ohio State team that beat Oklahoma like a drum in Norman?
Again, the plot only thickens.
I mean, yeah, I would love to just sit in on the playoff committee's room here for after today, just to kind of see the gnashing of teeth that's going on behind the scenes there.
912-275-7017, the number to get your call in. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. And this is the game on the Bishop Media. I think I mentioned the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'll do it again.
Yeah. But I think the only safe team, like you said earlier, is Alabama is safe.
Yeah.
Even if, well, I say that. Now, if they lose to Auburn and they lose to Florida next week, you know, I'm not even going to go there, to be honest. But
Alabama's got to lose twice for them not to be in.
Yeah. I don't know if they would make it then. I don't know.
I don't think if Alabama loses out.
Yeah.
I think they're out. Yeah. But what are the chances that Alabama's going to? I mean, there's a tough games, Auburn and Florida back to back. But it's Alabama.
I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to say they're pretty safe. I think Clemson, as long as they.
Clemson wins the ACC, they're in.
Yeah, even if they lose today?
No. No.
To a 6-6, you know, South Carolina team or
something? No, if they lose today.
Yeah, they'd be 7-5. That'd be a bad loss on their
book.
And to, who'd they lose to earlier?
Was it Pitt?
Yeah, Pitt. Another 7-5 team, I believe.
Yeah, if Clemson loses today, I think if they obviously win the ACC championship and win out, they're in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. But if they lose today and win an ACC championship, then I think that they lump themselves in with Penn State. The winner of Penn State and Wisconsin, if that Big Ten champion, right. If that's indeed the Big Ten championship game, I think Clemson then lumps themselves in with that group, which would include Oklahoma, which would include Louisville, Ohio State.
It's really mind-numbing to think about all the scenarios out there. And Washington should be in as long as they win next week against the winner of or the matchup of Colorado or Southern Cal. But just think of the scenario. What if Southern Cal wins the Pac-12?
With three losses.
With three losses. What if, let's say, Penn State wins the – or Wisconsin – let's say Wisconsin loses to Minnesota today, which isn't outside the realm of possibility.
No, Minnesota's a good team.
And then goes in and beats Penn State next week, let's say.
Or at least capable of beating Wisconsin.
That's a three-loss Wisconsin Big 10 winner. Oklahoma would probably be in if they win with two losses. Clemson, I mean, the scenarios are mind-boggling to have – you could have – at least one two-loss team or possibly a three-loss team. I just can't see putting a three-loss team in regardless. I really can't.
I have a solution.
And don't say expand either.
No, actually contract.
Okay. Oh.
Contract.
What's that?
Here's what's going to happen, college football fans. If you don't know this already, pay attention. Write this down. Stick it on your refrigerator. Reference it again in 2-3 years when this goes down. The Big 12 is going to collapse.
Yeah.
And when it collapses, the Pac-12 is going to absorb Texas and Oklahoma at least, if not Oklahoma State and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
My point is that when the Big 12 collapses, there are currently, for every conference to go to 16 teams, they would need to have 10 teams make that happen. The Pac-12 has 4 open spots. Big 10, ACC, and SEC each have 2 open spots. So you add that, you do the math really fast. That's 10 teams. Guess how many teams are in the Big 12? 10 teams.
Yeah.
So that thing's going to collapse, and then those teams will get spread out amongst the power conferences, and each conference will have 16 teams in it. Then what will happen is they'll separate into 2 divisions, 8 on each side. The winner of one division will play the winner of the other division, and the winner of that game wins the conference, and they go to the Final Four in the playoff, regardless of record, head-to-head, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's 3 years. That's where we'll be.
Yeah, I can see that. I like that a lot better than people talking about expanding the playoffs to 8. I don't like that at all because it takes away – if you expand it to 8, it would take away any significance of any of these losses here down the stretch because Clemson would be in no matter what. If they lose to South Carolina or not, it doesn't matter. They would be in whether it's – they'd be playing for seeding, basically. They'd be a 2-seed, 3-seed, or an 8-seed or 7-seed, you know, something like that.
Sure.
I don't want to see that expand anymore. I'm worried that it may because that, you know, again, money talks, and the more games, the more money they can make, the more advertising they can sell. I like it at 4, and I like your scenario better than expanding the playoff to 8, that's for sure.
Well, there's just no way that the Big 12 can sustain itself on the rate it's going. Remember, they tried to expand at the beginning of the year, and those teams that they tried to get to join all kind of Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Red Terriers see their season come to an end at the hands of Northside Warner Robins in the Elite Eight. Glenn gave up 21 points off four turnovers and lost 42-20. Congrats on a great season, Red Terriers. This season was the third consecutive year Glenn made the quarterfinals. Over in Darien, MCA advanced to the single-A Final Four, knocking off Greene County 39-22. The Buccaneers will head to Homerville in West Georgia to take on the number two seed, Clinch County, with a trip to the Georgia Dome on the line. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
The Braves have signed infielder Sean Rodriguez, 2 years, $11 million, $5 million a year, $1.5 million as a signing bonus. I'm assuming that they're going to give him an open opportunity to win the third base job from Adonis Garcia. And if not, he's played pretty much everywhere in the infield, so you would figure he'd get a lot of playing time spelling guys here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a solid signing, I think. He had a good year last year. Now, career-wise, he's more like a 235-ish hitter. But, he really stepped up last year. What did you say, 270 and like 18 home runs?
Yeah, he had 270 last year with Pittsburgh and 18 home runs, but he had never done anything close to that before. He's 32 years old, so, I mean, I think this is a scenario where the Braves are kind of buying high. Mm-hmm. I don't really look for him to replicate those numbers at 270, 18 home runs. I think more realistically, 240, 250, maybe he'll hit you eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, I think it's a good signing because he can play anywhere. You know, perfect utility man, basically. But if he can establish himself at third, I mean, I liked Adonis Garcia. I thought he did a solid job, but that is one area on the team that you can, that there is a possibility for an upgrade, I think, if there is a spot on the team.
912-275-7017. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Yeah. It looks to me, from what I'm hearing, We heard 2 years ago when the Braves started the fire sale and going in the direction of the young talent that they felt like that by the time they moved into their new stadium, which is now on the cusp, mm-hmm. that they would be a playoff team. Well, they're not. Mm-hmm. By what the way their roster is currently constructed, they're not even close, mm-hmm. especially being in the same division with the Mets and Washington.
Yeah.
It looks to me by some of the things that I'm seeing and I'm reading and that I'm hearing that the Braves are trying to bring in, they're trying to go after, make some trades, bring in some top-notch free agents to make themselves more competitive, to turn themselves into at least a contender. But then I think back, that goes against everything that you said you were going to do 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Pick a direction.
Right. Yeah, I don't want them to overreach just to try to do what you think can make you more competitive. I'd rather challenge for, you know, get to about 500 this year, then see what you got. You know, get a full year with these kids that are coming in with Swanson and the outfit, Inciarte, and you know, a full year with Kemp behind Freddie Freeman. We saw what Freddie Freeman took off last year.
Yes, he did.
Once he had Matt Kemp behind him. Kemp's on the downside of his career, but he's still plenty good enough to give some protection to Freddie Freeman. Markakis had a solid year, you know, put him down 6-hole, 7-hole, somewhere around there. That's a solid lineup. You can bring in a Sean Rodriguez to fill in anywhere on the field and or win that third base job. The biggest thing is going to be the bullpen, you know, getting a
– The bullpen was terrible.
Yeah. I mean
– Awful.
You've got to upgrade the bullpen somehow. That's where I would focus if I was the Braves GM, Braves front office. Focus on that bullpen. Maybe get a good you know, middle rotation guy, which they have done, I guess, with Bartolo Colon and R.A. Dickey. I like the Colon more than I do the R.A. Dickey signing, to be honest, but it is what it is.
I guess. I mean, because at least Colon can gauge some experience to the young guys, you know, about pitching. A knuckleballer doesn't pitch. He just throws, and, you know, whatever happens. He has very little control.
Yeah.
Over what a knuckleball does. The only thing he has control over is mixing in a fastball here and there to keep folks honest.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, and remember now, Dickey got that huge contract with Toronto when he had that really good year with the Mets, and he did nothing. Diddly squat poo in Toronto.
Right. And I understand they bring him in to eat innings, you know, which I guess kind of helps your bullpen in the long run, because if they can get 6 or 7 innings out of some of these guys more. Because I think, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I believe the Braves had one of the shortest innings per game for their starting rotation of any club in the majors, which eats up at your bullpen, because your middle guys are having to come in more. It just taxes your bullpen more the earlier you have to start going to them.
I think the dilemma that this creates is the Braves have a ton of young guys that they were looking to kind of have develop into major league, top-notch major league starters. Mm-hmm. And remember, we're also hearing that the Braves are in the running for Chris Sale, and at this point, they're the front runner to land Chris Sale. Now, I do like that signing. I'd love for Chris Sale to come to Atlanta. He's that elite go-get-em number one guy that, you know, he wins you games 1-0, 2-1. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have him. He might be a little bit of a crazy in the head, but that's all right. You know, as long as he does what he does and he doesn't cut up jerseys in the locker room, I think he'd be fine. The thing is, I'd much rather have a Chris Sale working with my young pitching staff than I would a Bartolo Colon, and more especially an R.A. Dickey. Mm-hmm. But the thing is if you sign Chris Sale or you trade for Chris Sale, you've got now Dickey, Colon, and that would give you Chris Sale. They give you 3 veterans on your pitching staff. Now you'd only have 2 open spots for this plethora of surplus that you have at young pitching, Whistler, Fultonavich, and Liz is on and on and on and on. And now you got Sean Newcomb. Now you got to start making decisions on guys. Because you only have so many spots, not just at the major league level, but then throughout your organization to get these guys time on the mound in a rotation. Mm-hmm. There's not enough spots for the number of guys they have. You got to start moving some of this young pitching.
Yeah. And not to mention,
if that's the route you're going to go, sorry.
No, not to mention Julio Teheran.
Right.
I mean,
I totally just blanked on that. That's one spot.
I wouldn't, I would love to pick up Sale, but I certainly. I wouldn't overpay for him, man. I wouldn't give away if they're asking for, you know, Albies or Swanson.
That's who they're asking for. They have come out and said, if you want Chris Sale, put together a package that includes Albeas.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that at all, to be completely honest. It's just, Chris Sale is a dominant lefty, and that's very difficult and highly coveted in Major League Baseball. But
he reminds me of a younger Jason Bishop. In rec ball.
I hear you. I just would not overpay, man. I would keep going with the youth movement. You know, pick up a few guys come spring training time when cuts are starting to be made. See who's available then. Maybe around the All-Star break, see if you can make a trade then. If the White Sox are, you know, 20 games out of first place, see what they want to do then. I just would not overpay for him right now.
Oh, by the way, since there's a minute and a half left in the show, if you want to watch us on Facebook Live, we've been on Facebook Live the whole show. So if you want to watch the last minute and a half on Facebook Live, you can go to my Facebook page, probably Drayton's Facebook page, the game's Facebook page, probably Bishop Media and WBQO.
WBQO.
Hurry.
Yeah, on the Braves, I'm looking forward to it. What, pitchers and catchers? What they got? February.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner. And by the way, we were talking about this before the show, and as we're closing, I cannot believe this is the last regular season college football game today. It went by so fast, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know that it feels like it went so fast to me. Like it,
really?
Yeah, like it just didn't.
I thought we were 3 weeks ago we were talking wondering who's going to be in our Final Four, what's Georgia going to do, how's Easton going to do, how's can Tech bounce back with, you know, Dedrick Mills. It went by so fast for me, man. It takes forever to get here, and then it goes by like that. So,
all right. Well, this has been the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We appreciate everybody joining in every morning right here at 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Old Mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory.
I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, I-95Toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.